Music Doodoo Classical Bedtime presents Edvard Grieg and the Troll King's Mountain. Imagine receiving a letter that asks you to do the impossible. A letter that says, please write music for shipwrecks, for flying reindeer, for a mother's last breath, and for a kingdom of grumbling trolls hidden deep inside a mountain. In 1874, a Norwegian composer named Edvard Grieg received exactly this letter. A famous playwright named Henrik Ibsen had written the wildest, most impossible play anyone had ever imagined. A story about a boy named Peer Gynt. Grieg wasn't sure he could do it. How could anyone write music for a story this strange? But he said yes, and he created something magical. So who was this Peer Gynt? Peer was a boy whose imagination was far too big for his small village. While other children milked cows and gathered firewood, Peer was busy claiming he'd wrestled giant bears and turned the clouds into galloping horses. He once told everyone he'd ridden a wild reindeer straight off a cliff and flew through the air like a bird. Nobody believed him, of course, but Peer didn't care. The stories in his head were more exciting than anything in the real world. His poor mother, Orsa, say it like Orsa, would shake her head and sigh. That boy, she would say, lives entirely inside his own imagination. But Ibsen's play isn't just about wild tales. It's about what happens when a dreamer finally has to face the real world, with all its joy and all its sorrow. Now here's something surprising about the music you've been hearing. It's called Morning Mood. And it sounds like Norway, doesn't it? Misty mountains, cool forest air, sunlight glinting off a waterfall. But guess what? In the play, this music happens in Morocco, a desert country far, far south of Norway, where the sand is hot and palm trees sway in the breeze. Grieg discovered something important. Music doesn't paint places, it paints feelings. This melody captures what any sunrise feels like, anywhere in the world. That first golden light, the world yawning awake, hope. Listen now, just the flute at first, soft and gentle. Then more instruments join in, like the whole world slowly stretching awake. But in a play about adventure, there must also be moments of sadness. Peer's mother, Orsa, waited and waited for her son to stop his wild wandering and come home. She sat by the fire. She watched the road. Year after year, she never stopped believing he would return. And when Peer finally came back, he found her lying in her small bed, growing weaker with every breath. For this moment, Grieg wrote the most heartbreaking music imaginable. It's called Orsa's Death. Listen for how the strings seem to cry. Long, slow notes that ache with all the words Peer wished he'd said. In the play, Peer holds his mother's hand, and he does the kindest thing a fibber can do. He tells her one last story. "Look, mother," he whispers, "we're riding in a golden sleigh. Magical horses are pulling us through the clouds. Can you see the castle? St. Peter is opening the gates. The angels are waving us inside." It was a lie, of course. Peer's last, kindest lie, to help his mother slip peacefully into whatever comes next. Sometimes the saddest moments need the simplest music. No fancy tricks, no complicated melodies, just those slow, aching strings saying what words cannot. A play cannot be sad forever, and Peer's adventures were only beginning. After his mother's death, Peer wandered the world. He sailed across oceans, he trekked through deserts, he met emperors and thieves and beautiful dancers. In one scene, Peer finds himself in a desert tent, surrounded by swirling silks and flickering lanterns. A graceful young woman named Anitra is dancing, and listen for her feet, that light, tiptoeing rhythm. One, two, three, one, two, three. Can you feel that skippy, swirling beat? This is a mazurka, a dance where the accent lands on the second beat instead of the first. It makes everything feel like it's spinning and twirling. The strings are dancing. A triangle shimmers like jewellery catching the lamplight. This is the sound of faraway places and moonlit tents and stories that go on all night long. Thank you. But now we come to the most famous part of all. The part everyone knows, even if they don't know they know it. Deep in the Norwegian mountains, long before Per wandered the world, he stumbled into a place no human should ever go. A hall carved from living rock. An underground kingdom lit by glowing mushrooms. And on a throne of bones sat the Troll King. His servants had long noses and tails like cows. Their eyes glowed yellow in the dark. And when they spotted the human boy in their midst, "I'm going to teach you something called dynamics. That means how loud or soft music gets. This piece is a masterclass in dynamics. Keep your ears wide open because the music is about to tell you exactly what's happening." Right now, the music is piano. That's the musical word for soft. Those low, grumbly instruments? Bassoons and cellos, sneaking like footsteps in the dark. The trolls are waking up, one by one, noticing the human. Now it's getting a little louder. Mezzo forte, medium loud. More instruments joining in. The trolls are starting to move. Do you hear the melody? It's the same tune, but now there are more voices singing it. And listen, it's getting faster too. That's called accelerando. The music is speeding up. The trolls aren't just walking anymore. They're marching, then jogging, then running. Forte! That means loud. The brass instruments are blaring now. French horns, trombones. The drums are pounding like troll feet on stone. Here comes fortissimo, the loudest of all. Pier is running for his life. The trolls are right behind him. Claws scraping, teeth gnashing. The whole mountain is shaking. Pier escaped by the skin of his teeth. Church bells rang in the distance. Trolls hate church bells. And he tumbled out of the mountain just as the rocks collapsed behind him. You know, Grieg didn't actually like this music at first. He wrote to a friend, "I have written something that absolutely reeks of cow dung and Norwegian nationalism." But audiences loved it. They adored it. It became the most famous thing Grieg ever wrote, and people still stomp their feet to it more than 100 years later. Sometimes the music we struggle with most becomes the music that touches people deepest. Edvard Grieg grew up in Bergen, a city tucked between mountains and sea on Norway's western coast. Rain fell there more than sunshine. Waterfalls thundered down cliffs, and the old people told stories of trolls and hidden folk living deep in the hills. All of that, the mist, the mountains, the magic, found its way into his music. He once said something funny. "I am sure my music has a taste of codfish in it." He meant that it tasted of home, of Norway, of salt air and pine forests and everything he loved. And that is what incidental music does. Without Grieg's orchestra, Peer Gynt would have just been actors talking on wooden boards. But with the music, suddenly there were real sunrises, real tears, and real trolls thundering through the dark. So what happened to Peer Gynt in the end? After all his adventures, the trolls, the deserts, the shipwrecks, the lies, he came home an old man. He had travelled the whole world, but he'd never truly found himself. And waiting for him was a woman named Solveig, who had loved him since they were young. She had waited her whole life, singing softly by the fire, believing he would return. In her arms, at last, Peer found peace. Maybe that's the real lesson of this wild, impossible story. You can chase adventures to the ends of the earth, but sometimes the greatest treasure was waiting at home all along. As you drift towards sleep tonight, let Grieg's music carry you. Imagine mountains wrapped in mist, trolls grumbling deep in their caves, a young dreamer telling impossible stories by firelight. And remember, music can take you anywhere, to desert tents and underground kingdoms, to sunrises you've never seen and feelings you've never felt. All you have to do is listen. Good night, little dreamer. Sweet dreams.